getting you home every weekday evening. 105 Drive.
So residents in Petersfield have been finding out about plans for the Howard Mallett Centre in Cambridge. A £5 million renovation of the Sturton Street site is underway. Now, the project will see the Bodywork Dance Studio relocate to the site along with a cafe and student living quarters. Kerry Bolland's been speaking to Stephen Chard of developers Chard Robinson. But first, here's the architect, Will Alsop.
My name is Will Alsop. I'm the architect for the proposal for what we call Sturton Street, which is basically the park. And what we're trying to do there, which comes from my client, he wants to keep the existing building,
yes,
which was the mission, I believe.
Yes.
And to make that the Bodyworks, which is a dance school, so which is at the moment is in three or four different buildings in Cambridge, not very convenient. They can all group together in one place. Now, in order to help fund that, because they're quite committed to the dance, they need to have some student accommodation. So that's where we came in. And the thing is, you've got a park, which is an important piece of green there. You've got some fantastic trees, which are quite extraordinary. And therefore, we're left with, where do you put a building?
Yes.
And so we pondered that for a long time. We did quite a lot of work with PACT, the local residents organisation.
Yes.
And so decided in the end that if we sailed the building over in the tree canopy without taking out any trees, which is an important point, we didn't want to do that.
Of course.
Made it all of timber. I think something very attractive, but I would say that, wouldn't I? and then also in return, not only do you get bodyworks, but we can actually do a lot of landscape improvements and facilities improvements in the park as a whole.
And will those facilities be for the community as well as the bodywork studios themselves?
The play facilities and sitting facilities and everything else, and the gardens, they're all for the public, as it is at the moment, of course.
Great, yes.
I think what we're really adding on top of that is A, better management, B, something, well, in my view, is more attractive, and better north-south communication, because at the moment there's one bit of the park alongside the existing bodyworks, or not bodyworks building, which is really not, it's hardly used at all.
Yes.
We'd like to take the palings away, so it's actually open on all sides.
Okay.
There's a reduced car park at the northern end.
Yes.
But that's just simply for the use of the bodyworks patrons. There's no parking related to the new residential on top for the students.
Okay.
But there is an underground bike park and for them.
Okay, great. And has it been a challenge for you as an architect to combine the old building with your new plans?
Well, I think we have to be upfront about this. The old building isn't great. It will be cleaned. It will look better than it was.
Yes.
I'm not the architect for that bit. But for the bit facing York Road, is it?
Yes.
We are going to reclad that, and there will be windows, large windows, so that when you're in the park, you're able to see dance classes going on inside, which at the moment you see nothing.
Yeah.
And then we're adding the cafe on the south side, and then with terraces that go out so that in good weather you can sit there and look at other people in the park.
Yeah.
People watching.
It sounds lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Stephen, could you tell me a little bit about the plans for the centre?
For the existing Howard Mallett Centre, we're looking to take bodywork out of four different locations, give them create the best centre of studios that's ever been done in Cambridge. They will use it during the daytime for their students, and then in the evenings it'll be open for the public to do all sorts of classes from yoga, tai chi, ballroom dancing, whatever the public want, really.
So it will remain a community centre?
Absolutely, absolutely. And rooms will be available to hire if people want to have an AGM. There's more than enough space, and it will help to sort of generate more community use of the building.
And being a trustee at Bodyworks, did that influence the decision for Chard Robinson to invest in the site in order to be able to
I've become
that
a trustee after the events, because my interest is business, and I'm helping them put their business plan to make this a viable venture, and it's my way of giving something back.
Fantastic. Yeah. And if the plans do go through, how long do you think it will take for the building to be completed?
We've got a four-month window to renovate the existing Howard Mallett Centre. Mm-hmm. And the student building we're looking to do is very exciting because we do all of the groundworks. Then the poles come out of the ground, and then the actual buildings, they're all pods.
Oh.
So they all get delivered over a 6 to 8 week period. The building will appear because it's all built off-site, and they're very, very eco-friendly. They're like passive house pods that
wow.
will be craned on. So it should be quite a short time.
We'll come together quite quickly.
That's
with
right.
these pre-made units.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. And with the consultation here tonight, how much of an influence will people's feedback make on your plans and the way you make the building?
When we first bought this site, we looked at the history of all the previous developers and what they'd tried to do. And the first thing we said, let's go to the public and talk, because everyone's very sensitive about this site. It's a beautiful site. It's got a history. So we've had lots of consultations with PACT. We've spoken to lots of people. We've got bodywork to start putting the plans out. We've made our architects talk to the public. I think this is going to be the first of a couple of consultations, possibly opening up the existing building in January to look at the feedback mm-hmm. that we've had from days like today and say, okay, what have we missed? Let's address it. Let's talk about it. And improve these plans.
That's great. So people really can be involved in your process.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
If anyone's listening to this and they've not been able to come along tonight, are there other ways to feedback their opinions on the site to you?
Within the next week, we're looking to have our website, chardrobinson.com. We'll have a link to all of this information. Will be online and people can email us and send more comments.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Kerry also spoke with local resident Di Redmond.
So what's your name?
Di Redmond.
And are you a local resident in the area?
Yeah. I live opposite this development.
Ah, so what do you think about looking out onto that development once it's done?
Fine, I like it.
Yeah. Have you made much use of the area now as it is?
Well, I walk across it maybe 4 or 5 times a day, going to and from places. I don't actually utilise it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much to do there.
Yeah.
And I never sit there because I'm en route for somewhere else. But mm-hmm. I think it'd be great. It's the only green bit we've got here. We should use every single bit of it. I wonder about these student accommodation, but that goes hand in glove with everything in Cambridge. So,
yeah, with the student population, they've always got to have somewhere to live.
Like the whole of the city. It's also opposite Anglia Ruskin, so it's going to get quickly snapped up.
I'm sure.
I think the more of the green space we can have as a community, the better. And there's still not enough. Just looking at all the plans, there's still not enough.
So would that be your feedback from tonight, that you'd like to see more of the green space preserved?
Well, I'd like to see all of it.
Yeah.
I'd like all of it to go to the community. But if we've got to have something, I think the Bodyworks plan is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Bodyworks. I think they're great. And they're a really great institution. They're local, mm-hmm. and they've built up a really good company. It's a pity we've got to have students. 'Twas ever so.
I know.
Kerry Bolland reporting there on the redevelopment of the Howard Mallett Centre in Cambridge.